We think that the key to success is all about making a good decision and then putting forth the effort to create the outcome. But what if I told you there were some hidden costs involved when we do it this way? If you're ready to streamline your efforts and decisions, then listen up. This podcast episode is for you. Today, we're going to answer the question, what are the hidden costs that we don't think about when we make decisions and put forth effort to achieve our goals? The answer is powerful. It involves a hoarder's room full of boxes, and I think it's going to surprise you. It's time for your comeback story, so let's play and have fun. If you're burned out and stressed out and ready for life to be easier, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Gratitude Builds Fortitude, the podcast for successful women who want to create their comeback story for their health, life, and career by optimizing mindset and mental resilience with a sprinkle of gratitude. I'm Holly Bertone. I'm your host and comeback coach. I combine the principles of performance and mindset to help successful women who are stressed out and burned out achieve optimal health, energy, and performance where they ditch the exhaustion and in doing so, end up looking and feeling 5 to 10 years younger. Tune in every week for inspirational stories and tactical action plans so you can quantum leap your sparkle and discover your own comeback story. Welcome back to Gratitude Builds Fortitude, and thanks for being here. And I don't think I've had a chance to officially welcome you to 2024. So yay, welcome. Here we go again. If you're the person who, if you hear another new year, new you, new year, new you, you're just going to scream because you're so annoyed by that phrase. But then secretly, you're like, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. Then I want to acknowledge you for being here because this year, you and I, my friend, we are going to make it happen. One of the things that I used to do, and I want to start doing again, is after I would interview a guest, is I would create a shorter bonus episode. And I love being able to bring these guests to you with different viewpoints and perspectives and amazing stories and inspiration. But I genuinely miss the space of connecting with you one-on-one. So do me a favor, hit me up on Instagram at holly.bertone and let me know if you enjoy these bonus episodes after the guest episode. I don't know if I'm going to do a bonus episode after each and every guest, but I might start doing it again more consistently. So I'd love to hear your thoughts if you find these episodes valuable. Last week, I interviewed Mark Bailey, and he shared a lot of great insights on the different components that make up a high achiever. These are the traits and the differences of what makes someone a top performer versus everyone else. So today, I'm going to touch on a couple of these concepts and share my insights, and especially from the perspective of being coached by Mark over the last couple of years. And one of the first things that Mark talked about in episode 96 was effort. And when we think about effort, we think about the thing that you want to do or the thing that you don't want to do, meaning sometimes it takes just as much, if not more, effort to not do the thing. Okay, here's my perspective. I'm turning my spare bedroom into a legitimate recording studio. When I got divorced and I moved last year, this spare room was floor to ceiling boxes. I mean, we literally just pulled stuff out of the attic, boxed stuff up, threw it in the U-Haul, and it ended up in this room. You remember the TV show, The Hoarders, right? When I opened the door to that spare room, I literally had to move boxes. I had to pull boxes out of the room into the hallway to go in and find another box. I mean, it was a maze. It was that full. So I finally get it down to two rows of boxes along the wall, and I'm seeing the potential. And I was like, this is going to be my recording studio. I was like, this is awesome. I have enough room at this point. So I put a standing desk in there and a little mini treadmill underneath, but the room still has a lot of work to do to make it into like a legitimate studio, not just organizing and purging, but actually figuring out the equipment I need and then buying the equipment and then putting it all together. I mean, I'm super excited about this project, but it's a lot of work. Well, the other day I had an hour. I literally carved out an hour. Okay. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the thing. So I carved out an hour and I went in and I opened the door and I stared at all the boxes. And you want to know what I did? I closed the door. I went downstairs to the garage. I grabbed a rake and I went outside to rake leaves. To my disappointment, I didn't have any leaves in my grass. So I looked over at my next door neighbors and they're like, they had a bunch of leaves on the lawn. So I grabbed my rake. I went over to their grass, to their lawn, and I raked my neighbor's leaves. I actually raked my neighbor's leaves instead of cleaning up my room so that it can become this awesome recording studio, something that I'm really excited for. And it's not just that I raked the leaves and the hoarder's room is still staring at me. I proved to myself that this is difficult. So now it's not just the effort of cleaning my room. It's the emotional bandwidth of thinking all the logistics that I still have to do. So right now, not doing the thing is a lot more effort than doing the thing. I go into a lot more detail with this story and this concept in my brand new private podcast series, and you can download this private podcast. It's totally free. So you can go to podcastholly.com. Enter your name and email, and you'll be given all the details to listen. It'll just come right to your inbox. And if you ever forget the URL, it'll be in the show notes, but you can always remember it this way. What was that private podcast Holly was talking about? Oh yeah, podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember. So anyway, back to last week's episode, Mark Bailey also talked about the Latin root of the word decide and how it means when you make a decision, you cut off all the other decisions and options. And in this example, I made the decision of not cleaning my room and instead I raked the leaves. So I cut off that opportunity to clean my room and to move the progress forward into making it a recording studio. Now, the second key point that I want to touch on was when Mark talked about ROI versus COI. So it's the return of investment versus the cost of inaction. In my group coaching program, I work with women on improving their health and looking and feeling younger. But instead of doing this from the traditional diet and exercise and all of that perspective, we actually do the coaching from a transformational mindset experience. So you don't walk away with the what you need to do. You walk away with how to get it to stick so that from here on out, you can always know how to do the what. And here's why. Back in the day, I was at my athletic peak and I was a competitive athlete. I raced in the Xterra off-road triathlons and I was a competitive mountain bike racer and took boxing lessons and, you know, Muay Thai when I wanted to do that too. And I thought I was healthy because at 5 foot nothing, I could bench 100 pounds. And I had a 6-pack of abs and I'd stand on the podium. I'd get a medal around my neck. Well, the cost of inaction was the cost of not actually taking care of my health because I was an adrenaline junkie. I lived on stress. I had a stressful job. I thought since I was a size 0, it didn't matter what I ate. Breakfast was a whole wheat bagel smothered in peanut butter and honey. Lunch was a family-sized bag of M&Ms and, you know, peanut, of course, because protein. And dinner was either a protein bar driving home or a pint of ice cream or a Subway sandwich when I was driving home from one of my training practices. So I was fit. I was in shape, but I did not take care of my health. It's a huge difference. And the cost of that in action, plus a whole other soup of factors, that turned into cancer, which turned into autoimmune disease, which turned into years of debilitating chronic fatigue, which turned into being forced to resign from my dream job. There was a huge cost to this. Everything that affected my life for 10 years, it was my energy, my relationships, not being able to do the things that I wanted to do. And it was also the financial impact of being forced to resign from a 6-figure income. Years later, I realized this was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's part of my story of how gratitude builds fortitude. It's part of my comeback story so I can help you create your comeback story. So yes, now it was one of the biggest blessings of my life. Back then, I sacrificed years of living a life where I could only do what my body said I had enough energy to do. That wasn't a lot. So yeah, there was a huge sacrifice to get here. Health, true health, optimal health. It isn't the absence of disease. And we don't know what's percolating under the surface. I'm not a fan of living in a bubble. I want to live my life. But my health is the most important thing to me, other than my faith. So if there's an easy choice to make, there's an easy choice to make. I'm always going to choose my health first because I know what the consequences can be. And I also know that even though I'm healthier now than I've ever been my entire life, I am not going to be lazy because I don't want to go back to that place. And I think too many of us think that if our body doesn't have an official diagnosis, if we aren't sick, if our body isn't screaming at us, then, oh, we're just healthy and we're fine. But the reality is that cost of inaction down the road, like we don't know what these habits are going to lead to. We don't know what eating a bunch of processed foods or sugar or fast food or not getting our movement in every day compounded over time. It's not a matter of if something's going to happen. It's a matter of when. We just can't see it. So we keep doing the thing because our body's not screaming loud enough. Think of it this way. Most people don't buy home security systems when everything's fine. They buy a home security system after their house gets broken into. So I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm sharing my story and I'm sharing it from a place of love and from a place of this is real life. This is how true health or the lack of health happens. So when we look at resources, when it comes to that decision, what we decide to do and what we cut off, and we look at the resources that we have in life, we have time, money, and energy. And that energy is our health. And what happens is when we focus on the scarcity, when we say, I don't have time to go to the gym, I don't have time to take a walk, I don't have the money to eat organic produce, I don't have the money to eat healthier, I don't have the money and the energy to invest in my health and in creating a better life for me. So the focus is on the lack, the focus is on the scarcity, the focus is on what you don't have. And then when the focus is on what you don't have, what you have becomes what you don't have. And we're right back to opening up the door to the hoarder's room, seeing all of the boxes and deciding to ignore the mess and going to rake our neighbor's leaves instead. And especially as women, we are programmed to take care of everyone's needs before our own. We put everyone else first. And I'm here to tell you, at some point, that's going to be a recipe for disaster. The world isn't going to crumble if we say yes to ourselves, but our world will eventually crumble if we don't. And that's why I appreciate Mark Bailey sharing his experience and his expertise with you in last week's episode. And even more so, how much I appreciate him as a coach because he can help me see my blind spot. He's helped me work through decisions. And what I've learned is that how you do one thing is how you do everything. The decision that you make in your personal life affects your health. It affects your career. The decision you make in your career affects your personal life and your health. And the decisions you make with your health affects your personal life and your career. I mean, it's not like we're all different parts. We are one whole body. And also what he talked about is that your coach can see not just your blind spots, but your pure potential. We come to the table with all of our limiting beliefs, like I just talked about. Our beliefs that we don't have the time or the money or the energy to take care of our health. But a coach can see that because these limiting beliefs are running the show, it's like, okay, well, I need to get my movement in today, but it's raining outside. So I'll just wait for tomorrow. A coach can help you get past these limiting beliefs. A coach can help you create an entire mindset shift of, oh, well, it's raining outside. So I'm just going to automatically do some things inside. And that's going to be my movement today. Rather than making all of the excuses. And what happens in the beauty of having a coach is that so often I hear people talk about having an accountability buddy and they need someone to hold them accountable. Well, I call BS on that because if someone holds you accountable, then that makes that person responsible for your success or your failure. And when you can learn how to hold your own self accountable, when you can learn how to change your mindset and do the things automatically, that it's just a part of your daily life And then when you can hold yourself accountable, when you do have that pause and those limiting beliefs come up in your mind, and those limiting beliefs say, I don't want to do this because dot, 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 fill in the excuse. You have that 2-second conversation in your head, holding your own self accountable. And guess what? You now show up and you do the thing and you do it because it's because of who you are, not because of what you should do or need to. You do it just because of who you are, and it's what you do. As I've been sharing, we are on countdown to the Gratitude Builds Fortitude podcast 100th episode. And what I've been doing is sharing my favorite people with you. It's a little bit of a twist, and I'm interviewing some very important people in my life so that you can get some of the behind the scenes of those individuals and really the mindset shifts that have helped me shape my journey and sharing not just my love, but the love from these individuals. So I'm excited to share these next few episodes with you and the celebration of the 100th episode of the Gratitude Builds Fortitude podcast. So with that, thank you for being here, and I'll see you next week.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse, hey hon, your kid, mom. Or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media, and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to, or you see something that like, oh shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you, which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience, and it's specifically for you, the woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out and something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it. And I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.